415 days on your Hang Seng grid at 34%, which is fear, and Bitcoin's currently trading at 19.9k. Yeah, we actually did pump to that 25k. We actually made a new kind of local high on monthly time frame, which in August it was at 25.2k, and the current new high, which was in February, was kind of slightly at 25.3k, kind of at the bottom of their range. So we slightly went even above there, but a lot of whales was dumping like on a market order, by the market order above the 25k, and as you can imagine, we dumped after that. After reaching new high, we had immediate sell-off, which is what is happening now. But again, nothing wrong with that. We got, so on a good note, we did fill the CME gap that was happening on a range of, yeah, somewhere at 20k. Somewhere 20k, we did actually fill that gap, which is nice. But you know, it's not the most nicest thing that we were expecting. So on the other note, I think 2018 bear market reversal scenario is definitely not the case here. But 2019 bottom scenario was the case, which is nice. But I think 2015 bear market reversal is now the case, and it's getting more clearer each time, because we're having same pump, doji and dump as we had in 2015, and same is happening now. We're having a pump in January, doji in February, and dump in March, and we're having same prolonged red phase of MACD, same long reversal that is happening, which again will take in a previous video I actually said that it's gonna take 3-4 months, that in 4-5 months we're definitely gonna reach 25k, which we reach in less than 2 weeks. But in this case, to go back to 25k, we're gonna need at least 2-3 months. So yeah, there's that, which is not that great, but still, what can you do? It is what it is. But still, we got plenty of time. Again, if you can go on vacation, now is definitely the time to go on vacation. If you can go on like 2-3 months, okay, let's just say 2 months vacation, now is definitely the time to go on that one. So in April, probably I'm gonna skip the April. I'm not gonna be making new episodes in the next month. So kind of at the end of May, I would make the new, probably I'm gonna make the new episode to see what's gonna be happening there. But I think June would be the minimum, like maybe even at the beginning of June, would be the minimum to reach the 25k again. Yeah, but on another note, we're getting closer and closer for the halving, which is great. Means we're getting closer to the official bull market cycle, which is not that close actually, but still it's getting closer each day, and it is nice. So yeah, and obviously we're getting closer and closer to the pivot point from red phase of MACD to the green phase of MACD. Sadly, it's not gonna be that fast as it was in 2018. And I hope it's not gonna be longer than it was happening in 2015, which obviously may happen, but still we're bullish, and we're gonna be waiting for this reversal point, then we're gonna be waiting for the halving to happen. We're gonna see what's gonna be happening there, and obviously after that, approximately 2 years, it's gonna be the bull, the new all-time high and stuff like that. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.